Hey y'all, welcome. Episode 2, Jam Boy. I hope y'all are doing well. Like I said before, these episodes are going to be sporadic. My life is crazy as hell right now, man. Like, just a lot going on. Nothing necessarily bad. Just busy and tired, man. Like, straight up. Like, that's literally what it is. Just busy and tired. Hey, go ahead and, you know, the usuals. Go ahead and follow all Four Wisemen Pod, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, Facebook, IG, you know what I'm saying. Check us out. Even hit up the emails, fourwisemenpodcast@gmail.com. Sorry if I seem again, if I seem a little tired, y'all, because I am. Yo, man, life updates, bruh. So, just besides work, man, just the thought of me not being home. So my great aunt passed away, and I mean, she was an incredible woman, a very fiery woman. Aunt Jenny was 97, so it's a lot of history there. But I wasn't able to go to her funeral, and I watched the replay. I mean, not the replay, excuse me, the live stream broadcast. But it's just one of those stark reminders, like, yo, when you move away, and quite honestly, you can't afford to just fly back on a whim, bruh. Like, that stuff, it kind of messes with you and stuff like that, man. Like, it's one of those, like, damn, man, like, I wish I could be there. And then it makes me think about, like, all my nieces and nephews and my friends' kids and everything else. Like, damn, I'm not there to see them grow up. And I was there from the beginning, man. And it starts to, like, wear on you as far as, like, being away from home. But I'm out here just chasing my dreams, man. Just chasing my dreams, doing what I gotta do. Got a few interviews. I've had a few interviews lined up. You know, and unfortunately they ain't pan out, but I've gotten some good feedback from them, so we'll see had an interview this week, man, that I think went really well. Actually, it was earlier today, so stuff like that. Like I said, I've just been tired, chilling, not necessarily even chilling, but just like, you know, like just trying to maintain and stay focused and, you know, keep the grind going, because I know I'm going to land one of these jobs, bro. I know I'm going to land one of these jobs. Like, it's just going to be a matter of time, because even with, like, one of the interviews I had, I asked, I was like, hey, man, like, just give me, just, you know, feedback on my interview and my resume and everything like that. And dude just flat out said, because, again, this was that awkward, I don't know if y'all, some of y'all may have had it, but it's that awkward, hey, I'm calling, and it ain't exactly the most exciting, so you know it's the rejection call. I've had enough of those to where I know what it feels like and what that sounds like, so, I got the rejection call, and I was just like, you know, hey, just shoot it to me straight. Like, what was it? And they just honestly said, they was like, look, we think you can be great, but you just don't have the experience, and we can't afford. I was like, damn. They was like, pretty much, we can't afford to take that gamble. Now, mind you, some of these are like, I mean, they all have been like big schools, right? Big schools and stuff like that. And it was just like, damn, man. So I know I'm close. Like, I know whatever I'm saying in these interviews and in my resume, it's working. I just gotta, like, hope for my shot. Excuse me. Hope for my shot. And, you know, hopefully that joint will go in, man. But yeah, y'all will know if I get it. Y'all will know if I get it, man. Or if and when I get it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all will know, man. Like, stuff like that. Talk to my moms. She good. Everybody back home is really good. Like, nothing crazy, nothing I could see. I mean, we all in group chats, but it ain't like being face to face. Obviously, cause I don't know, man. Like, cause I still think about like the fellas in the pod and stuff in Phoenix. Like, if I was there, would we have taken this long of a hiatus? Like, would I have just put my nose to the ground and figure something out, right? Like, what would we have done, right? Like, how would we figure this shit out? But I'm not there. You know, I just had to make my own way, I guess. Well, you know, personally and, you know, career-wise, it was just time to do what I had to do. What else is going on in life? Still hitting the weight room and everything like that. That's actually been going well. That's really been my solace. I've been losing weight. And I've been getting stronger. Like, you can see it. You could definitely see it. I'm still in that, still loser. I'm in that, he looks like he used to be in shape phase. So, like, I've lost enough of that weight. Also, don't be alarmed, y'all. Ain't nothing crazy. I did scrub my IG. Ain't nothing on there. I think it's like the highlights or whatever. So just bear with me, man. It's just going through a transformation, man. It's still me. I'm still chilling. I'm still me, but I don't know, like, the bandwidth that I have is limited, right? And when I mean limited, I mean, like, just my brain. Because, like, bruh, I'm on three committees where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm a coordinator where I work. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I wish I wasn't so active, but at the same time, I'm glad I am because I've built a community where I'm at. And dog, you need that when you ain't from a place. You need to build and find a community or else it'll be nothing but, you know, just despair. So that's what I've been on. My bad, y'all, if, you know, it cut out on me, but like I was saying, like, building community and stuff like that, you know, considering as me as a person, I was, like, heavily involved in my community back home, not being there, it wears on you, but, you know, like I said, just keep pushing. Like, it's like I got this itch to go home, like, to visit, right? Like, I got to find out how I can get to Edgar's wedding. And then I got a trip that I need to take. It's, like I said, this is before it cut out, my bad. So I'm kind of repeating myself. So I feel like I said it already. But trying to get to Nashville, because there's, like, I need, like, it's more, it ain't fun for me. This is for sure a career opportunity and business trip for me. So I'm going in thinking, like, yo, let's get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? No bullshit. Like, yeah. So that's just what I've been on, man. That's just what I've been on. Yo, I'm not as down as I sound. Trust and believe. Like, it's not the end all be all, but I just know, y'all was like, damn, boy, yawning. Jeez. I just know y'all was probably like, damn, we didn't get an episode last week. And I told y'all, this shit is hard. I'm going to be very haterazzi-ish. You might get one every couple weeks. You might get one every week, depending on how I'm feeling. But just bear with me, man. Speaking of which, ASU football. ASU lost. Anyway, so ASU, man, here's why I was, like, pissed about the Jaden Rashada thing. And to be honest with you, I'm not necessarily pissed about him. I've seen the movie before. It's Jaden Daniels all over again. They got the same skill set, except Rashada has a better arm, but he sure as hell won't run. Like, run, bruh. Run. So ASU lost. Some very, very questionable play calling second half of the game. I think Dillingham alluded to as much. He was like, yo, we have to do better. So I'm not really mad about that. Like, it's just what I expected. Like, I truly believe, like, ASU next year is going to be a phenomenal program. And they just lost to Oklahoma State. Like, it happened. Was I surprised? Well, I had them winning four games, so no. Like, I got ASU winning four games, which, if I'm being honest right now, woo-wee, it's going to be tough. They actually play Fresno this week, which that's going to be a loss. Fresno about to win. Yeah, the whole Rashada thing, man, it's tough just literally because he's a true freshman, man. He's a true freshman, bro. Like, it ain't going to be easy. He's going to go through some growing pains. And Payne, speaking of Payne, who I think would have obviously been the starter, I think just needs a little bit more time because I think it was his hamstring. So there's that. As far as ASU goes, it's like, ugh, it's an ugly, ugly, ugly thing. But in higher spirits, Miami had a convincing win versus Texas A&M, a game that I thoroughly enjoyed. I love watching Jimbo lose. Again, man, Van Dime did his thing. Miami looks, Mario looks like he's, I'm not doing that. Because let me tell you, hold on now. I'm not going to do it. But currently right now, it's 34-0 Miami versus Bethune-Cookman. Then they got Temple. Then they got Georgia Tech. Then they got UNC. Then they got Clemson. UVA. Did I say UNC already? Yes. And then we got, after UVA, they got South Carolina. Sheesh. North Carolina State. Damn. My goodness. My bad, y'all. Anyway. I'm sure y'all know where I want to go, but I'm not. This has happened way too many times because they look good. They look real good, but I just can't. I can't do that again. I can't. Like, that's just going to be one of those. We're going to have to wait. We definitely going to have to wait and see. Because it ain't no way. It ain't no way. I'm not falling for it. You can't trick me. You can't trick me. No, no. For those who've seen that video, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, I'm excited about that. Other than that, man, college has been amazing so far. I mean, obviously, we got the emergence of Colorado. They look to be a confident program now. Now that Deion is there, good for them. I also had them not winning that many games, but shit, I think I had Colorado. Oh, no, excuse me. I had ASU at 5 wins, Colorado at 4. Clearly, the trajectory of Colorado has surpassed that. Kudos to Deion and that coaching staff for what they've done with the transfer in the transfer portal and stuff like that. I personally was like, look, my only thing that I'm worried about is week 5 through 8 because that's when the injuries start to pile up, and I don't think they have the depth yet. So that's where it might cost them. Obviously, I'm not rooting for them to be injured. But I see that being an issue because just the season, you know what I'm saying? You got kids playing football, injuries are bound to happen. So that's just how that goes. I personally don't think that it won't happen. So they've already exceeded my expectation. Like, I don't know why. I don't even know. I mean, I know why people hating on Deion and them, but it's like, bruh, just come on, man. Like, dude, it's just have a good time, man. Damn, just it's a refreshing story. It's a feel good story. Why y'all mad that he's styling and profiling, man? Come on, it's Deion. We knew what he was. Like, it ain't like he just came out of nowhere and we didn't know this was his personality. So that, but yeah, I'm really cool. I'm really happy for him. I know a few people who've been pulling all of a sudden they're Colorado fans, so I totally get that. Good luck to you. Yankees, man. Switching gears, obviously. Yankees, you're breaking my heart, man. You're breaking my heart. I just want the season to be over, man. Just let the season fucking be over, man. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, this season's pretty much a fucking wash. Obviously, with Jet. Like, they're a rudderless ship, in my opinion. Like, I don't know what the fucking future holds. Like, hold on for a second. Let me see. I mean, obviously, like, they about to get... They lost the series to Boston 2-1 just now. What else? Okay, they last in the division. I'm not surprised. They're ninth in the American, 8 games back. What is this? Quick maths. About 17 games left? Yeah. Go ahead and stick a fork in it. They're done. Crazier things have happened, but not the kind of luck that I got. So, I can't, like, get this shit out of here. I'm over it. Like, bruh, it's finito. So, I'm cool. Like, I just want this shit to be over with so we can move on and figure out what the next move is gonna be. Judge, obviously. I mean, yeah. Like, it is what it is. I think I saw Dominguez. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Jason Dominguez to have elbow surgery. Expected to miss. He's expected to return in 9 to 10 months. Bad fucking news. Like, yeah, man. Like, I just. Bro. Of course, and then, of course, you know, people talking about, like, obviously Mike Trout. Where could he go? Obviously, we're on the docket. Or what's Mike Trout's value right now? Are the Yankees a suitor for that? Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't see how that's a possible thing. Like, I know people be like, oh, the Yankees just buy everybody. And just, bro, judging Giancarlo, man, that's a lot of money. So I just want to let that be known. I don't see that happening. I know people have talked about that, but I don't see that being a thing. Vikings, Kirk Cousins, typical. I mean, it is what it is, man. The Vikings give me a headache and heartbreak sometimes, man. I just, honestly, bro, if I'm being truthfully honest, I'll really watch and care about the Vikings once Kirk Cousins is gone. This got to be the last year. Like, it's got to be the last year. Kirk Cousins has done an excellent job of ingratiating himself with Justin Jefferson. Like, that's literally the reason why management won't kick him to the fucking curb. Maybe, probably. Because I always, like, it's funny now because a lot of my friends are realizing the tactic, like, bruh, there's no point in being mediocre, especially in the NFL draft. Like, it's you're in fucking no man's land. You either need to be very bad or ascending and get a couple pieces and then put you over the top. Because if you are mediocre and you're drafting in the teens, bruh, you not, unless it's specific, like you need a guard. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or you need Jonathan Ogden. Well, Jonathan Ogden's not going to be in the fucking teens, is he? No. So that's one of those things, man, where I'm just like, ugh. I look at Kurt and I'm like, the boy didn't robbed. Oh my God. Like, he's gotten paid and it's ridiculous. I'd rather be sorry than to pay Kirk that money. Cause that's why we ain't got Dalvin Cook, if we being real. Like, cause they just was like, Dalvin, we're not paying you. Could Dalvin still play? Yes, of course. Was he worth that kind of money? Yes. One of the better running backs in the league. Obviously we know running backs are in a rut right now as a position group because the NFL trying to home, which is crazy. But, yeah, man, Kirk Cousins, he's the reason why. So, plus it's always easy to blame Kirk, man. Y'all know how when it happens in crunch time and big games, he tends to fold. So, there's that. I haven't heard any new music. Oh, shit. It's Thursday. Nas supposed to come out. Nas supposed to be dropping Magic 3. I'm excited about that. He better, you know. For those who get it, know. Drake's supposed to come out with an album. We'll see about that. Am I too keen on it? Yeah. I'm more excited about this Nas album. Because if he can cap off this Magic trilogy, man. If he can do that, hot damn. I mean, again, my guy better. He is better. He better. If Tony hear this, he know what I'm talking about. He better. He better than. You know who I'm... Okay. Oh, man. But back to Drake. Yeah. I'm just waiting, man. He hasn't like released any singles or nothing. Granted, he doesn't have to, but we ain't got no new music from him, so we'll see. We will see. I'm trying to think of who else. That's about it. That's all I could think of. Oh shit! Also, Kid Cudi. That reminds me. Let me go ahead and look that up real quick right now. Kid Cudi. He's supposed to be dropping some music. Two. If I'm not tripping, it was like supposed to be called like Insomniac or some shit. Where the fuck is this at? This is weird. Unless it was like this Porsche topless song, I haven't heard it yet. I'm not gonna play it either. Yeah, I wish Kid Cudi was still on Good Music, and I wish Good Music was still a thing. Shame. but yeah, I feel like Kid Cudi was supposed to be dropping some music soon. So there's that. I haven't heard anybody else. Nobody, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody. I'm doing this straight off the cuff. I ain't got no show notes, y'all, so bear with me. Yeah. I don't know. Ahsoka. Hey, this Ahsoka good. Real good. Like, hot damn. These scenes she has, I mean, like, these flashback scenes, she with her and Anakin and everything, this last episode was incredible. Like, outstanding. So, y'all gotta check that show out, man. It's pretty good. Like, if you a Star Wars nerd, incredible, man. And it's written really, really well. So yeah, check it out. That's all I've been watching. That's about it, man. I mean, shit. Yankees is below 500 and sorry. Oh, NBA news. Nothing really except, you know, old boy from the Rockets. I was about to say Kevin Martin. Jesus. My goodness. Yo, that would be, I ain't gonna lie, that would be a wild story to all about, like, hear about Kevin Martin out of nowhere. Like, no bullshit. It would be crazy. It would be nuts. But yeah, man, Kevin Porter Jr., man. Yeah, bro, you going to jail. Bro, you can't, they said he broke that girl a vertebrae in her neck. So she technically has a broken neck. This is crazy, bro. Jail. I don't know. I think she released a statement, but damn. It kind of don't even matter if we're being real. Like, fam, you broke that girl neck. You know? This bad. And then the Rockets is trying to trade him. I was like, yeah, man, go ahead and tap that. Like, no, that's not happening. That's not happening. So, yeah, there's that. Good luck. Well, not good luck. Good luck to her, like, on her recovery. Because, yeah, you break your neck. Somebody try to break your neck like that. That's not good. That's not going to happen. That's not good. Oh, shit. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. This is the same. Man, look at the stuff coming back to me. Look. Let's pep my step. Aaron Rodgers. Would you look at that? It's unfortunate. But maybe it's karma. I don't know, man. He just, yeah. He got folded, fam. He didn't even get folded. He just old and tore. He's a 40-year-old man who tore his Achilles. Call him Dunzo. I mean, I don't know, bro. The atrophy, the pain. Yeah, man. Because I think he had a 3-year deal. Yeah, that's gonna be wild. It's gonna be. I don't feel totally too bad for him because I didn't really like him anyway. But who else? Oh shit, LeBron trying to bring be Captain America. Okay, trying to bring back the Team USA. Sure, my guy. Let's do it. Oh fuck. Oh my bad. I thought my computer went to sleep, man. I thought it was Dunzo again. I was like, sheesh. But nah, he recruiting everybody that need to be recruited. Let's do it. Fuck it. Dang, I was trying not to cuss, man. Cause I'm trying to do better at that, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. That's all I think about it. Like, NBA season's around the corner. It's actually a month away. Now that I think about it, yeah. NBA season's about a month away. It should be fun. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. No more James Harden news, no more Dame news. It just is what it is. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for that. Like, dead ass. Ooh, the Oklahoma State Fair is here, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm excited about that. Gonna go ahead and give me a turkey leg. Gonna give me, like, that pound cinnamon roll. I'm gonna call it a day. That's well worth the price of admission. Straight up. Look at me. I just was talking about going to the gym, and look at that shit. Man, damn. I ain't got no fucking discipline, but yeah, that's how I'm living. All right, y'all. Hope y'all have a good one. Be easy. I hope y'all have enjoyed this time with me, man. It's only been like 30 minutes, man. 30 minutes, bro. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Just a little tidbit, a little life update. See how I see things. And y'all may get some more shit if I just feel compelled to. So, again, like and subscribe. Four Wiseman Pod. It's your boy Jim, boy 75. I was about to say, that's Yogi Swift. That's T. That's The Plug. That's Paul, and that's Edgar, man. So, yeah, please, please like and subscribe. We truly appreciate it. We'll see what happens next. Hope y'all have a good one. Be easy.